Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
Well, it looks like, sounds like something out of a movie, but it really happened this morning. A guy in a stolen police car leading cops on a chase from Bayonne to Brooklyn. The details are still coming in, but it started when a man just drove off in a Bayonne police SUV, sped into the city, ultimately crashed in Brooklyn. Bayonne police say took off in their cruiser just before 12:30 a.m. NYPD, Port Authority joined the chase. It went across the Gothels into Staten Island, the Verrazano into Brooklyn, and the driver sped down 4th Avenue into Sunset Park, finally crashing at 5th Avenue and 23rd Street. This witness told News 4 New York.
I'm kind of shocked because nothing happens around here. It's a calm neighborhood. So when we saw this, we were kind of shocked.
The suspect was arrested at the crash scene. He's identified as 31-year-old Frank Suarez of Bayonne, due for arraignment later today on reckless endangerment, possession of a stolen vehicle, and other charges. And then there was the guy who drove into an NYPD cruiser and a parked car as he tried to get away from the cops early yesterday. This one happened in Brooklyn. Police say 29-year-old Samson Alavi was pulled over for speeding on Kingston Avenue and East New York Avenue in Crown Heights at around 12:30. Soon, though, police say he sped away, hit the cop car as he went, then weaved in and out of traffic for several blocks. Finally, he slammed into a parked car in East Flatbush. That's where police caught him, charged him with reckless endangerment, driving without a license, and more. He was set for arraignment yesterday. A terrifying situation in Harlem last night. Police say a man barricaded himself into an apartment and set it on fire. Seven people, including two police officers, were hurt. Police say it started just after 5 p.m. when officers responded to a call for a violation of an order of protection at the NYCHA building on 5th Avenue near East 135th Street. Then police say the guy just locked himself in the apartment and torched it. Eugene Power told CBS 2 News.
Intense, the whole building. People were trapped in the building, in their apartments, because they couldn't make it outside to, you know, to go anywhere.
Five civilians, two officers taken to the hospital. The suspect, a 61-year-old man, was arrested. There's no word so far on the charges against him. The long lines didn't stop them. New York's first day of early voting meant as many as a four-hour wait for some people at the state's 280 polling places. But 1010 Winds' Samantha Liebman reports the voters were determined.
Ready?
Joan Williamson brought a folding chair with her, waiting 2 hours to vote early, but she didn't care.
If I have to wait 2 days, I'll be right online.
New Yorkers determined to vote as soon as possible. Lines wrapped around blocks at many of the 88 locations for early voting around the city, even though they'll be open through November 1st. State Attorney General Tish James, one of the first to vote, she says she feels the Board of Elections is prepared both for the onslaught and with safety measures.
Well, they have plexiglass, they all have masks, they're all ready, they're within six feet. So I think we're ready. And we're ready to handle anything that comes our way.
There are also temperature checks at the door. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Brooklyn.
Now, the polls are open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. today. For more on early voting, just go to 1010winds.com. Well, imagine you're walking on the sidewalk and it just gives way under your feet. Happened to a guy in the Bronx. 1010 Winds' Samantha Liebman is following that story.
Police say the 33-year-old man was standing in front of a dental office on 3rd Avenue near East 183rd Street just before 12:30 when the sidewalk gave way. Alexander works at the bodega at the corner.
They took about like
30 to 40 minutes to get him out.
FDNY had to extricate him from the hole about 12 to 14 feet deep. This woman who works next door says he was alert.
He was talking to the people that were standing there waiting for the emergency people to show up. So he was conscious.
Police say he only suffered minor head injuries. He was taken to St. Barnabas Hospital, which is right across the street. Buildings inspectors are investigating. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in the Belmont section of the Bronx.
And indeed, the City Department of Buildings says it had not received any complaints about that sidewalk, but an inspection after the incident showed the vault was in a state of disrepair. They've ordered the building vacated and the sidewalk fenced off. A Queens father's fighting for his life after being shot in front of his child and girlfriend. Happened yesterday in front of a deli on Guy Brewer Boulevard in Jamaica just before 8 o'clock last night. Two guys pulled up and shot this guy in the chest. They sped off. The 27-year-old is critical. Police are looking for the shooters. It was a tragic end to an Indiana college student's dream trip to the city. He was killed by a stray bullet in Brooklyn early yesterday. 20-year-old Ethan Williams of Indianapolis was sitting on the stoop of an Airbnb in Bushwick when he was hit in the chest, died soon after at the hospital. Police are looking for the shooter. He apparently was not the target. His family tells the Post he would have forgiven his killer. They say their son spent his life helping others, including missionary work with orphans in Rwanda. New questions about whether the city is doing right by students with disabilities. City Council Education Committee Chair Mark Traeger tells 1010 Winds staffing shortages and blended learning aren't working for some kids.
Around 82% of students with IEPs are receiving the full set of services which they are mandated to receive. But what that means is approximately 40,000 of our children are not receiving their full set of services that are mandated by federal state law.
Traeger held an oversight hearing on the issue yesterday.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.